I knew that. Okay, there's 34 of us on the call.
Awesome.
Okay. So, now this is about the new attunements. And again, take a minute, take a breath, especially if you were dancing, as we were. Just kind of settle back in, put a hand on your heart, take a deep breath. Breathing in love, breathing out joy. Okay.
Let's feel the pod.
Yeah.
And let's feel those who aren't able to be on this call, but we'll be listening to the recording later. We're bringing all of you in.
Mm-hmm.
And all who will listen far into the future. This growing global pod of human dolphins and dolphin ambassadors on planet Earth. Okay.
So what Linda and I are going to be doing now is we're going to be sharing with you information from channeling that Archie has given us over the last, really over the last 2 weeks. And again, let me just set the context. We've been receiving these new attunements since November of last year, and the completion, the ninth attunement, it's getting harder and harder to say that name, but I have to say it for a few more times, is coming in 10 days. If you remember Linda's seven-year journey that began the original dolphin attunements, the dolphins didn't really tell her very much of anything about what was actually going on until the journey was pretty much just about complete, until she had received her sixth attunement. Then the information started coming. And this has been the same way. Now that we're close to receiving the ninth attunement, the dolphins are giving us a much deeper understanding of what it is we're receiving. So, Linda and I
are... And we are going to be, we're going to be taking turns reading these excerpts from the channelings, but what I want to share with you before we do that is just talking with Archie about these new attunements put us, David and I, in such an altered and expanded state. We were toast for the rest of the day on all days that this happened. So, you know, it's as we said in the beginning, this we're sharing information, but this is channeled from Archie, and the energy is going to come through as if he was he's sharing it with you directly for the first time. And just, wow. Unfasten the seatbelts. Okay, I'm so excited to share this with you guys. Oh, my gosh.
Why don't you start, sweetie?
Okay. All right. So, from Archie, there is a way in which what we are bringing forward together with the seventh, eighth, and ninth attunements is larger than what we brought through with the first six. This has indeed been an experiment, and although we are very clear about our vision and what we are intending to create, we are in a process of discovery with you. Many of our discoveries have had to do with how to make these new frequencies tolerable for those who are receiving them.
Okay, now I want to ask a question, and I'm going to unmute. For those of you on the call who have received either the seventh or the seventh and the eighth new attunement, how many of you have had the experience that at some point you were knocked completely on your ass?
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We've heard that from a number.
Yes, and it was
us included.
Us. So, good news. The dolphins have made adjustments. And receiving these attunements will be easier and gentler for those who follow us.
Yeah.
So Archie said, both the seventh and the eighth attunement have changed somewhat out of what we have seen. We are doing our best to make them less difficult and more gentle of an integration. Okay, I'm muting again. Okay, you want to go ahead with that next piece?
And then there is no correlate, I think this was in the invitation, there is no correlate in human experience for what is being given in the seventh, eighth, and ninth attunements. And in that spectrum, there is even less correlate for the ninth attunement than for the seventh and eighth.
Okay. The ninth attunement will be a completion. There will be a pause after the ninth attunement. And what that means is it'll be a while, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, or more than a year, maybe longer, before there is something called that we would call a tenth attunement. When there is a new beginning, it will be a new beginning. So the seventh, eighth, and ninth attunements form a package, and it is a package that will be enough for a while. Okay, now this next section, sweetie, I'm going to read, and I'm going to bring a little bit of Archie in as we read him, because he's not far away. So this is where Archie begins to tell us the true nature of these attunements and the true nature of what is being given.
Let me say one thing before you dive into that, because what I think was so fascinating and that I want to share with you at the outset here is that we were talking to him about the new attunements, and as we said, they were the seventh, eighth, and ninth. It wasn't until, so we spoke with him for 3 days in close succession for an hour to an hour and a half a day. And it wasn't until, was it the third day or the second day? Almost towards the end of the conversation of the second day that the new name of the attunements came in for him.
Right.
So it was through talking, putting the experience into words for us to satisfy our desire to understand that the new name came in. It's like he hadn't even considered the possibility.
Okay.
So this is what we're going into.
So here we go. The first beings in this universe were not dolphins or humans or amoeba. They were stars. And so when the universe was born and elements of the universe began to experience beingness and consciousness, the first beings to reach self-awareness were physical stars, We're not talking about movie stars or television stars. We are talking about stars like your sun. There are elements of this in human understanding and human mythology. In fact, there was more awareness in what you now call mythology that stars are beings. Stars have self-awareness. Stars have an understanding of their place in the universe. Now, this self-awareness is not biologically mediated. It is obviously quite different to what you experience as self-awareness. Certainly, there is a sense in which the self-awareness of a star is primitive compared to the self-awareness of a fish, let alone a human being, let alone a dolphin or a whale, because it is, and he used the word, undifferentiated. However, it is also true that the self-awareness of a star is, in another way, beyond anything that you, up until now, have been able to conceive of experiencing as a human being. Now, let me just underline two things. So stars are not biological. They don't have cells. They don't have nerves. So to say that they are conscious in a very different way than we humans are conscious. And that's what he means by undifferentiated.
And not biologically
and
mediated.
And not biologically mediated. But the point being, stars are conscious. Now, interestingly, I did a quick Google on star consciousness, and I discovered a physicist who has a theory that stars are conscious, and that's why the current equations of physics aren't quite working, because they haven't allowed for that. So Archie says he's on the right track, although he hasn't quite got it yet. At any rate, the ultimate purpose, going back to Archie, the ultimate purpose of the 7th, 8th, and 9th attunements is to bring an aspect of star consciousness into the makeup of human consciousness. And so, in the same way that the culmination of the 6 attunements is the merging of human consciousness with dolphin consciousness, and you are aware, still Archie talking, that that way of saying it is both accurate and also incomplete and insufficient. And yet in many ways it is the best we can do in terms of attempting to speak in human language about that which cannot be expressed in human language. So when we say, this is David, when we say that in the 6th attunement, dolphin consciousness merges with human consciousness to create a new form of consciousness on planet Earth, that's accurate, but it's a very incomplete and really insufficient way of saying it. It's just the best you can do in human language. Okay, Archie goes on. Okay, I'm going to say again, in that same way, we will say that the culmination of the 9th attunement, which is what a bunch of us are 10 days away from, is the merging of human consciousness with star consciousness. In reality, with the 6th attunement, what was shared with your human consciousness was, you could say, a tiny piece of dolphin consciousness. And that tiny piece of dolphin consciousness is experienced as huge by the human consciousness. But certainly, most of the humans who've received the attunements have not developed tails and fins.
Not yet.
Not yet. And so there is a way that what we're saying is metaphorical, even though it is also quite literal. Okay. Sweetie, I think it's your turn.
Let's take a pause.
Let's take a pause. So just take a moment, and actually for a moment, let yourself just feel a little bit of what Archie is talking about. Star consciousness, the consciousness of a star, the size of our sun versus the size of our planet versus the size of you and me, star consciousness.
And during the conversation, I did ask Archie about our star families, and he said, well, those are beings. Your star family you're referring to are beings who reside on other planets. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the family of stars, the actual physical stars. So, okay, so conch shell blow, please. Are we ready for the new name?
Yep.
Okay, so what we were calling the 7th, 8th, and 9th dolphin attunements are now called the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd dolphin star attunements. And the full name is the dolphin star attunements living in multidimensional oneness.
You know, okay. May I interject a little bit? This is Diane.
Yes, please.
I am just blown away because I don't know if you know, but in the Sirius star constellations of stars, there's an alliance with Pleiades. And there's also a Sirius B constellation that has to deal with the golden dolphin crystallization.
Mm-hmm.
The golden dolphin crystallization is also part of the Missourian Council that also, and you'll love this, you too will love this, but it has to do with Felidae, F-E-L-I-D-A-E, which is about cats.
Right.
And the connection to the cats with the golden dolphin, which you both have very beautiful cats.
Oh.
So I just think this is amazing that this is all coming together full circle.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that information. And it is
Thank
all about
you, Donna,
stars.
And
aloha.
Yes. So we've got to, I mean, we need to kind of push forward a little bit just because we still have more to do in the time we have left. But obviously we can and will be talking about that in great depth for years to come. Okay, so thank you. Let me just...
Can I say something?
Yes.
Who's me?
Who is this? This is Linda?
Is Cindy.
Cindy,
hi,
okay.
Cindy, yep.
Yes.
Hi. The attunement that they gave me to give people was the Dolphin Blue Star.
Right, Cindy.
Okay.
Yep.
So
you're right. You're right. You're right with us there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go.
Okay.
I'm gonna be listening to this call later, and I'll be checking in with y'all. Okay. I love
Great.
You.
Great. Thank you, Cindy.
Love you, Cindy.
Okay.
Now, continuing with Archie about the names. He said, obviously the names are more important to you than they are to us, because we know what we are doing. So I've been aware that the dolphins don't really care that much about the names. The names are for us. But he goes on to say, but we do agree that there is great accuracy with this name, that the seventh attunement was never a satisfactory name, because it implied a continuation rather than a new beginning. And so the first Dolphin Star attunement is a far more accurate expression. Archie said, we also like the subtitle, Living in Multidimensional Oneness. It is a reasonable facsimile of what we are attempting to accomplish for our human friends.
Yeah.
So that information that these attunements are about merging with star consciousness came the first day. And the second day, we came up with the question, well, what are the benefits of merging with star consciousness? You know, why would humans want to do that? What are the benefits of the Dolphin Star attunements? And so now we're going to read, and this is the last part of the channeling that we're going to read before he comes in himself. We're going to read those benefits.
And there are many.
And there are many. We'll take turns. You want
David, this is Nora.
Yes, Nora.
Yeah.
Would you please do us unmute?
Mute again. Yes.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you, Nora.
That's a good
yes,
idea.
Please.
Thank you. Okay, great.
Okay, so one of the benefits of the Dolphin Star attunements as a whole is creating the possibility for each human to experience a depth of connection beyond any they have ever known. The Dolphin attunements certainly increased the possibility for depth of connection to each other, to other humans, as well as to non-physical and spiritual energies. But the star attunements are connecting you to the deeper truth of this universe.
And the results of having that connection on an ongoing basis can be an even deeper sense of peace, moment to moment, and an even deeper sense of belonging, not just here on planet Earth, but here in this universe. And also a profoundly increased level of personal power, in that limitations of being human over time will simply cease to apply.
Yay. Now this will express itself differently for each person depending on their interests. But many, after their third Dolphin Star attunement, will find themselves much more easily able to receive non-physical information, not just from other animals and other sources, but from other dimensions and other levels of being.
The ability to become conscious within your dreams and within your sleep state and carry those awarenesses back into your waking state will expand and increase.
Many will find it possible to forgive those things that they have not yet been able to forgive, simply because such things which may have seemed so large, in the light of the consciousness of a star, their smallness and insignificance will become much more apparent.
These are examples. when we say that these things have not been present in human experience before, this is not entirely accurate. There have been those very few humans who have had these awarenesses. Your Jesus, for example, your Buddha, other avatars, your Babaji. There are certainly those who have expanded far beyond the limits of their humanity. But where we are going instead is that instead of this being the very, very exceptional one in several billion persons experience, the work we are doing is going to make it possible ultimately for the vast majority of mankind to open to these awarenesses. And this will entirely change the effect of humans upon the planet.
And so a deeper answer to the question is that each person who receives the Star Attunements is doing so on behalf of themselves, but also on behalf of humanity, all of humanity, and all of the other occupants of planet Earth, most especially the dolphins and whales and beyond. And so most of the humans who come to your work have a vision and a dream for what humanity can be and for what life on this planet can be. And receiving the Dolphin Star Attunements is a step toward making all of those big dreams possible, a huge step toward making all of these big dreams possible.
Part of the purpose of the Dolphin Star Attunements is to make all of the human ways of being, which are potentially leading to enormous calamity upon this planet, to make all of those old ways of being obsolete. And these new ways of being will radiate out from those who receive the Star Attunements. And so the life path of each human who receives the Dolphin Star Attunements will be different. But we can guarantee that, and perhaps this is one of the most important results of the Star Attunements, is that this person's ability to truly participate in shifting the direction of humanity as a whole will be vastly, vastly expanded. And so, yes, a side benefit of this is that it is more likely you will have a joyous and enjoyable life. And we want this for each human. But truly the purpose of these attunements is far beyond that. And so your ability to contribute, not just to those directly around you, but to all of humanity as a whole, will be vastly, vastly expanded.
And so, for example, you are gathering humans together once a month to share the intention to heal the waters. And that is wonderful. And everyone who comes to such a meditation with an open heart is indeed making a true contribution to the planet and all who dwell therein by doing so. What we can tell you is that when those who have received the Dolphin Star Attunements participate in such a gathering, the impact of their contribution, of their consciousness, and their intention is greater.
And Archie, I didn't put it in here, but he said something that he said he was like reaching for a human word, and he said, "What is the word, steroids?"
Yes.
It's like it's like their contribution is on steroids.
Yes.
Okay, so finally, it is a quantum leap for your consciousness. And what we can promise you is that a year or two, and certainly 10 or 20 years after receiving these Dolphin Star Attunements, what we are saying will be self-evident. It will be very clear to you that the result of your life is far, far greater, and the contribution you have made to all of humanity is far, far greater than you could have done before receiving these attunements.
So that was what we wanted to share with you from the channeling so far. Any comments about that part before Archie comes in to finish our hour and a half together?
Just thank you, and it was beautiful.
Mm. You're so welcome. Thank you.
You
know, something
Linda.
That he made it real clear that all of us on this journey together have made what's happening now possible.
Mm.
So it's all of us have been in co-creation with the dolphins, and this is now possible. So congratulations to all of us, and thank you to all of you and to all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do a little stretch. Let's stand up one more time. I don't think we need to take a break, but let's just stand up and stretch our bodies as we shift into this next third piece with Archie himself. Sometimes what I like to do when I'm shifting gears is I spin. I'm a spinner dolphin, so I spin in the room just a few times slowly, letting go of everything that came before and coming fully present to receive what's here now.
Back on mute. Thank you, everybody. I want to share a couple of things before I go into channeling mode. Parts of what we read to you, I was listening to that, I was transcribing the tape over the last few days in preparation for this call, and there was a point where the information about star consciousness was coming in where Archie had to stop, and he said, you know, the channel is having a deep emotional reaction to what we are bringing through in this moment, and so we need to, you know, give a moment for that to pass through before we can continue. And I'm kind of feeling that way again. So I'm not sure what Archie... I know what Archie has said. You know what? I'll let him say it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So most of you have heard me channel Archie, but some of you haven't. So for me, I will go into silence, and then Archie will come through, and that usually takes a few moments, and sometimes...
comes through with sound.
Yeah, and he comes through initially with sound. And so when his sounds come through, really let them, you know, move through you and just let yourself feel them. And then he'll start talking, and we'll see what he has. Blessings on your journey, everybody.
Thank you, Sudhi. Thank you from all of us.
You're very welcome. In this very propitious and exciting moment. We have endeavored toward this moment quite literally for millions of years. And many of you have been with us in many different forms throughout that time. And some of you are simply being drawn here now because of what is coming and the possibilities that are being created in this moment and today. And so the content of what we wish you to know at this moment has already been spoken. We do not need to add to what has been given. What we would like to do with you now is give you a direct experience of what we are calling star consciousness. And again, this is just, you could say it is a taste. Another way of looking at it is, again, the difference between, if you think of the dolphin attunements, and the difference between the dolphin attunements and the dolphin energy healing, what we're giving you today is star energy. It is not a star attunement. Nevertheless, this can be deeply meaningful for each one of you and can be an initiation of profound motion in profoundly valuable and joyous directions. And so we thank you. One of the parts that was not shared in the portions that David and Linda read to you had to do with some further discussion about the nature of human language, and that our interest as dolphins is not so much in learning to speak your language, and we are doing so for this purpose to the best of our ability, but honestly we want to bring you to a form of communication that is far beyond what can be accomplished in human language. And this is closer to how we dolphins communicate to each other. We do have sounds that in a way are similar to what you call language, and your scientists are doing their best and are greatly puzzled in trying to figure this all out. But our primary form of communication is beyond sound and beyond language. And it is multidimensional. And this study is one of the areas that we will be going into more depth in later parts of what is currently being called Dolphin Spirit School. And this is an area that we were not able to go into in the earlier form of the Dolphin Healing Heart School, but there we are envisioning great openings in these higher forms of communication. And so, for this moment, we would like each of you to place both of your hands upon your heart, if you can. If that is not possible, then one hand can be enough. And take a few deep breaths. And simply open to receive. And we invite you, as you are receiving, to move into a state of deep observation. Not evaluation, not judgment, but simply observation of these energies as they are moving through. And so we will begin this transmission, and this will take 3 to 5 minutes, and so we will be in silence during this time. And so we begin. And we are coming to a place of completion. What we're going to suggest now is something we have not suggested before. But since there are more than 30 of you, there will be time for sharing. But before this, as you come back into your body, you may wish to take some deep breaths and you may wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Remain in observation of your impressions of what you have received. And we would recommend that each of you take a moment and write some of these down. And this can be just a few words. It does not even need to be full sentences, but these words will trigger your deeper memories of what this experience was for you. And so we will be silent again for just one more minute while you take a moment to write down whatever is present for you to be written down. Underline what sweet Linda expressed, which is that our being here today at this moment is a culmination of everything that has gone before, and in particular of all that each of you have contributed. And in large, one of your main contributions has been your willingness and your courage in your stepping forward to receive. And so, yes, even those parts that are purely a gift of grace, we can also say none of this could be happening without you. And we invite you and encourage you to take a moment and fully let this communication in. And fully acknowledge within yourself your own contribution to these wondrous openings. And we so look forward to what is coming next with each one of you. And truly, the best is yet to come. And so we thank you.
Thank you, Archie. Thank you, David.
Okay, and so this is David. I'm back, and the first thing I see is the clock, which says 1:33.
33 being one of our
so
special
numbers.
So it was
foolish of us to think that things would be ending at 1:30. We should have known it would be 1:33.
There we go.
All right, much better.
Here we are. We're all back together.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You're all so bright and shiny.
And so what we're going to do now, and I got specific instructions, we're going to actually formally complete the call because I know some of you, particularly in Europe, it's getting late. And we're also going to have a time period for questions and answers and sharing. And so we will stick around for a while. But for those of you who need to go, we'll do a formal completion first. And also for those of you who need to go, we will be including the questions and answers parts on the recording that we distribute. And please give me a day or two or three to get the recording together, because I'm probably just going to sleep after this.
So let's be together as this exquisite, speaking difficult, exquisite human Gotham and stars in becoming pod, holding hands, holding fins. Our hearts are so open. Our fields are so expanded. We share this merging, this dance with one another. And we pulse this gift out now into planet Earth, into the cosmos,
to the sun,
to the moon, to the stars, to all that is. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for your love. And I'm going to follow Mary's cue from the last Global Water Healing. As completion, let's all say our name out loud into the center of the circle all at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Linda!
Mary!
Man, that is such an efficient use of time.
I know. She's so smart. So thank you. Those of you who feel complete, blessings on your journey. Communicate with us by email if you choose to, how this was for you. We'd love to hear. And more to come.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.